yours and 10,000 more. Oh, if that's
Austin Brown on WGN, Steve Dale's Other World. You know, there I am just looking on YouTube for something, who knows what, and, you know, things pop in your feed, and here he is popping into my feed, and I thought, okay, I'll play a few seconds, and I will tell you, I was mesmerized. I mean, this guy has a voice, you know, and today there are so many ways to discover performers like The Voice or American Idol, but now there's YouTube as well. Austin Brown, are you there?
I sure am, man. Thank you so much for having me.
Okay. I heard a click and I was worried about that. It is a pleasure to talk to you. And, you know, all of these overnight success stories, or at least people I've spoken to over the years that have an overnight success story, it is not an overnight success story. I don't know that there really is such a thing as an overnight success story. So how did you get from the place you were as a recording star that was doing, you know, okay, to becoming this YouTube phenomenon?
Man, I don't know, man. The world is crazy. I'll tell you, you know, we started a YouTube channel in the middle of a pandemic because I just was lucky enough to have a best friend as a roommate who also happens to be as good of a producer as there can be, audio producer. And we were stuck together, and we thought, hey, we're doing nothing else. Why don't we try and start a project? We've been talking about doing this for years, and we just hadn't gotten to it because we didn't have the time, frankly. But then the whole world stopped turning, at least my world did, and we took a moment. We started recording a bunch of music videos, really for a relatively small following of about 300 fans who really believed in me, and we were just putting out content for them. We hadn't released really anything of the stuff that we had actually recorded. Most of the videos were still private, and then my assistant and day manager, also, who also happens to be my girlfriend, and believes in me, she was like, hey, I'm going to start making your private YouTube videos public. And I was just kind of like, okay, I'm really insecure about them, you know. And then, lo and behold, the first one that she released was Unchained Melody, a cover of the Righteous Brothers classic. And that thing got, you know, a couple million views in less than a week. I think it's around 5 million views now. And it changed my life all at once. We weren't expecting that kind of a reception. And now that that's happened, we've really kind of doubled down, and we're just going to, you know, keep going about as hard as we can. It's been a real blessing, and some amazing things keep happening, just like getting asked to do this interview with here, man. Thank you.
Oh, well, it's my pleasure. So, and the thing is, for example, Unchained Melody, an impossible song to sing. You hit the notes that Bobby Hatfield hit. And probably, I'm guessing, saying it in the same key, too. It's you know.
Absolutely.
There you go.
Absolutely.
And that's hard
just
to do.
Just wanted to do it justice, man. You know, sometimes you want to get really creative and reinvent a song, you know. But that was one of those songs that I knew if I could live up to Bobby's reputation, that'd be enough or even get close. You know, a lot of people were like, oh, you sang it just like he did. I was like, that was what I was going for, man, which is not always the case. But on that one, it's just such a classic song. I've been singing it for years. It's one of my mother's favorite songs. I just wanted to give it a shot. And, you know, it's been awesome to hear that people have really enjoyed that.
Interesting you say one of your mother's favorite songs. The reason why I wanted to talk to you today is because, and we'll tease this and talk about it later, I'm thinking you, that's right, you, Austin, can be a Mother's Day gift for a whole lot of moms out there. I'll explain what I mean if you kind of haven't figured it out yourself here. But I think that's actually because the songs you choose to do are generally, the covers anyway, are generally romantic type ballads. Half of them are like impossible for anyone to sing and you do it. But aside from that, how do you choose the music? And you have also a rapport with people. So if I were to comment on the YouTube page, I should not be surprised if Austin Brown himself comments right back.
You're right. You're absolutely right about that. It's a very personal thing that we have going. And it's because of, you know, the pandemic has allowed us the opportunity to really connect with our fans in a way that, Steve, honestly, I never planned this. This is something I'm also in a band called Home Free, and we've got, you know, 1.2 million subscribers, I think, on YouTube. But our sort of calling card is that we toured the world. You know, we would do 150 shows a year. I didn't pay rent anywhere for several years because we toured so much. Wow. I would just stay with my mother when I was home, or I'd stay with my friends from college, et cetera, all over the country, saving money to try and buy a house. I learned to communicate with my fans in a way. We have some really personal, incredible fans in Home Free. But just the nature of the business, there's always kind of a wall between the artist and the fans because, I don't know, culture just teaches us that we're cooler that way, right? But the pandemic allowing me to stay at home while we were creating this project really opened my eyes to what it was like to communicate directly with our fans and with the people who have been supporting me for so long and through this pandemic have allowed me to continue being an artist. You know, I didn't have to go down the block and get a job, you know, at Home Depot or anything, because our fans wanted to make sure that we can do music for them forever. So, it's funny. We have a private Facebook group that you can get access to through my website. And there's one rule in there. I say that there's two rules. One of the rules is be kind. The other rule is don't say anything that you wouldn't say in front of Austin's mother because she's in this group too. personal relationship, and it's just beautiful.
All right, so I want to get back to my Mother's Day idea. I want to hear what you think about that. You can text or call 312-981-7200. We have a text. I don't want you to answer it yet, but the question is, Austin, are you named for the city? We will find out and hear more of your music when we come back right here on WGN.
Here's what I need.
There he is, Austin Brown. Want to know if you're okay, Austin, after hitting all those high notes.
Hey, man, I was born this way. I'm just glad I can still do it.
Well, you're not that old. And, you know, we were talking earlier about, you know, how you began all this. You said you were in a band. And, you know, I kind of looked you up a little bit, and you did some country music you've recorded as well. Not necessarily these cover tunes, just straight country tunes. I don't know if they were your own or others. Is that right?
A little bit of both.
Yeah.
Yeah, we do some original songs. But we obviously sort of found our groove on YouTube with covers.
Boy, you sure have done that. And the question I have from a texter is about you. It's about your name. Are you really named after a city in Texas?
Hey, man, you know, my mother just liked the name. She loved it. She heard it. That was the name she always wanted to. And she almost named my little sister Dallas and then thought that would be too much.
What is your little sister's name?
Her name is Allison.
Oh, okay. Just so it wasn't Chicago or Newark or
exactly.
Something
like that. Exactly.
All right. Now, you've mentioned your mother like three times in this interview, and how fortuitous, because I was thinking, okay, next week is Mother's Day. You do have a special, I think it's a paid-for section, you have to explain it to me, where you can become a member of, for lack of a better way of putting it at the moment, your fan club, and you get exclusive stuff. Is that right?
That's absolutely correct. Yes, at AustinBrownMusic.com, we have a really amazing community of like-minded folks. My mother tries to pay me, but of course I don't let her. But yeah, I can sing for you. I can sing a song for your mother for Mother's
what?
Day. Or for maybe for your wife for Mother's Day, or for anything else for that matter. There's so many different options. And you know what? If anybody's interested in something that I might be able to provide and they don't see the option, they can just email the website and they'll get in touch with me. That's actually how you got in touch with me. You just emailed the website. I am there behind that keyboard, you know?
Yeah, you certainly were. What is the website?
It's AustinBrownMusic.com.
Easy enough, AustinBrownMusic.com. All right, I want to get back to some of the tunes you do perform, some of the covers you perform. And it's interesting the background you choose. And one of those backgrounds, I assume you live there. You see this beautiful pond, and I'm scratching because I'm thinking mosquitoes at this time of year. I don't really know that. But it's a beautiful scenic area. Is that where you live?
Yeah. You know, I was very, very fortunate. With a little bit of help from my family, actually. I never asked anybody in my family for anything. Then a couple years ago, I found a house that was my dream home. I'm a country boy. I was raised on a red dirt road. One of my favorite things in the world is fishing. I love aquaculture, which is the science, basically, of pond health. After looking for about a year, I finally stumbled across a house that is by far and away my dream home. And before the pandemic happened and everything shut down for over a year now, in my life, I was able to get this house, and it has just been a blessing because it provides me some beautiful scenery to be able to film at, and we do that a lot for YouTube.
Yeah, indeed you do. And I asked earlier about the songs that you choose. How do you choose those? I mean, they're all cover songs, but I will tell you there are probably, what, 50 million songs that you could choose from? So why do you choose the songs? They have to be in your wheelhouse, I suspect. You have to be able to sing them. Maybe a song by the Supremes might not work for you particularly well, or Lady Gaga, I don't know, but maybe. I mean, how do you choose the songs?
Well, you know, we can do any song we want to in any key. And one of my favorite things, too, that we haven't really done on the channel yet is I love singing with some of the original, you know, female superstars out there in their key. So, you know, like maybe Dolly Parton or Diana Ross even. We actually got to sing at her 75th birthday party a couple years ago because she's
what?
A fan. Who would have guessed?
What? Tell me about
but,
that.
But, oh, man, it was amazing. She stumbled across Home Free's YouTube. She happens to be with CAA, which was our agency, is our agency. And they wrote us and said, hey, Diana just saw your stuff, and her 75th birthday is in 5 days in L.A. Would you at the Palladium, I think. Would you guys be interested in opening for her? She wants you guys to open. And we were like, yes, absolutely. We dropped everything and went to do that. It was crazy. I mean, everyone from Kim Kardashian to P. Diddy and Stevie Wonder was there. And we
wow.
were just like, wow, I couldn't believe Diana Ross is a home fry. Who would have known?
Is that what you call your fans, home fries?
That's what they call themselves, man. I didn't do that. They did it themselves.
I love that. And did you get to meet Diana Ross?
We sure did, and she was so wonderful. Apparently she still wants... She hasn't seen us live yet, but that makes sense. We haven't performed in so long, but her agent and manager have both told us that she would really like to see us live the next time that we come through California.
That is quite incredible. Is her hair really bigger than her head?
Whoa, it was that night, I tell you what.
It was? Okay. That's really kind of amazing. So it's not only people like me that stumble upon your site, it's other folks as well, including the one and only Diana Ross. What did you sing that night, by the way?
She picked our set list. I think we, for knowing from the music that we had, I think we did Life is a Highway, the classic. And then we also did Castle on a Hill, which is an Ed Sheeran song. And what did we close with? Man, I can't recall that third song we did, but we did three songs to open the show up. And then, you know, she came out with Robin Thicke and P. Diddy and, you know, Stevie Wonder sat in. Oh, my gosh, there were so many superstars there that night. And, like, Bette Midler was in the audience. You would have thought my bandmate was working for the venue because he saw her trying to walk by and she couldn't get by, and he opened the rope for her, you know? He was like, I know she's cool.
Wow. You didn't cover any Supreme songs. So when I mentioned the Supremes earlier, I was just kidding, but you,
I know.
Yeah, but you could, right?
Right. And absolutely, you know, and actually we've talked about doing a Diana Ross song or a tribute at some point now, just knowing she's a fan. Like of course we all grew up loving and listening to her, but when we found out that she actually listens to our music, that, you know, we almost didn't believe it.
Well, that has to blow you away. Who are your influences?
Me personally, man, I was raised, my father was a Southern gospel singer. So Southern gospel quartet style harmony. He had a quartet and I grew up singing with him. My mother also has a beautiful voice. I grew up singing around both of them. I love the classic country groups. Like Alabama is easily my favorite band. But then when the Rascal Flatts came along, Gary Lavox singing, that really blew me away. But also in the, you know, 90s, I really got into R&B. So Boys to Men, you know, Whitney Houston and Mariah Carey. And so it was also really, really amazing whenever one of my idols, Sean Stockman from Boys to Men, was actually a judge on the sing-off whenever Humphrey was on that television show. And he's actually, you know, every once in a while, he'll drop in on my social media and tell me how beautiful something is that I sing. And I'm just kind of like blown away by that.
That is very, very cool. So we were just talking about a half hour ago to some actors, and we're talking about when Chicago Theater and Broadway Theater probably will open up in the fall. I assume the same thing is happening for musical performers where, in fact, I know that's the case. Some Chicago venues, we're located in Chicago, of course, they're planning.
Sure.
Yeah, and we'll talk about this next week on the show, actually. But they're planning some openings, at least slowly beginning to go in the fall. So are you planning to hit the road again?
We sure are. We actually have just announced several tour dates. And I got to say, things have been different. We have announced the tour and canceled the tour, I think, three times over the last year and a half.
Yeah.
And every time the ticket sales were a little you know, underwhelming, and I think it's because everyone was kind of afraid to go out. But for some reason, when we announced this time, man, the ticket sales have just been through the roof, which has me very excited because it makes me feel like the general feeling out there is that we can actually get back on the road to do this. And just, you know, synchronistically having to happening to talk to you today, last night we actually performed at the Grand Ole Opry here in Nashville, and it wasn't full capacity, but they had it at about, you know, a quarter or maybe a half capacity, and there were, you know, there were easily 1,000 people in there. And so we got to perform there that last night, and it was such a dream to be back on that stage. That's the first time we've performed in over a year and 2 months now since we left tour. We were actually in Munich when all this happened, and we had to fly back home from our international European tour.
Wow. Wow. All right. Give us the website again for further information to get your mom something special that apparently you are available to sing to her.
Absolutely. You can find that information at AustinBrownMusic.com. There's all kinds of amazing things there. I'd also like to say that my band is Home Free. You can find homefreemusic.com for tickets there as well. And if you will check my Facebook page, Austin Brown Music, on Facebook, there you can find tickets to a live stream special where I'll be singing a lot of the songs that I do on YouTube coming up. I believe that's May 13th through the 16th. I'm doing it with a bandmate of mine, Tim Faust. We're going to be doing a whole we're doing three shows. It's going to be amazing. You can find those tickets again on my Facebook page, Austin Brown Music, and as well as AustinBrownMusic.com.
You know, gee whiz, I thought I'd get credit for discovering you, but I guess Diana Ross comes before me, you know. Austin
well,
Brown.
You know, you can take credit for discovering Austin Brown at this point, buddy.
Well, I don't think you need to be discovered. You are pretty incredible. I hope you remember me when I call back a year from now to interview you. And you're on the road somewhere, selling out with thousands and thousands of people. Austin, great to meet you.
Thank you so much, Steve.